When you are considering world missions, one of the most important things is processing through and determining your personal call. How do you know that God has called you and your family towards missions? It is so important because once you're on the field and things are difficult with language and resistance and trouble and trial, you're not going to stay there because of the people you work with. You're not going to stay there because of the language or the culture. You're going to stay because you know deep down inside when days are dark and demons are flying that God called you. So how do you know that? How do you process through your personal call to missions? I'd like to address 12 points with you. They're not necessarily sequential. Some of them are. But as you're processing your call to missions, here's some things to think about. Number one, it really starts with abiding in Jesus and having a seeking heart. The Lord is wanting those who are in union with Him, that are sharing in His heart. So how do you begin this process? Get into the Bible, get into the Word of God, abide in Jesus, and let your heart be soft, quiet things down, slow things down, so you can hear Him. In that second step, then, is the still, small voice of the Holy Spirit. For most of us, it's not that an angel bangs us on the head and the stars form the shape of Mongolia. More often, it's a still, small voice of the Holy Spirit that begins to woo us and to call us. And sometimes how that Spirit's voice operates is a dissatisfaction. You're involved in church, you're involved in Christian ministry, but you think surely there's something more. And the Holy Spirit, as a mother hen, begins to maybe make the nest uncomfortable and kick the little chicks out. And there's just this stirring in you, and it's of the Holy Spirit. A dissatisfaction that must be more you can do for the Lord in the world. A third step that's helpful is to begin interceding for the nations, to join the prayer groups in your church or your fellowship or your university, and to intercede on a weekly basis. Maybe you're praying through Operation World or the Joshua Project, but a third step in processing your call is to pray for the different nations and unreached people groups of the world. There's often on the fourth step a progression of events. Let me just share personally what happened for my wife. At the beginning, she knew through a service and an altar response that the Lord had called her into ministry. Some years went by, and in another service and another altar response, she sensed in her heart that the Lord was calling her to missions. Some more years went by, and some classes and interactions, and then the Lord used a professor to highlight the Muslim world for her, and she felt the Lord call her to reach Muslims. So for her, there was this progression. That can be a fourth step. A fifth step is data. You hear a missionary speak, you read a magazine, you come across a map. Alan Johnson talks about a map driving him crazy as he saw all the unreached people groups of the world and how few missionaries were going there. The Lord uses data, and the Lord can bring data into your life to say, this is an urgent need, and you begin to pray about it. The sixth step is related to that. It's what William Carey said. He said, pray with an open Bible and an open map. And what he meant was this. An open Bible shows you that Jesus is to be glorified amongst every tribe, tongue, people, and nation. An open map shows you where that's happening, or more importantly, where it's not. So as the Lord is stirring you and you're walking through these processes, look at the world. You understand what the Scripture says. And then you look at the world, where is that not happening? Where is Jesus not glorified? Where are there no churches? Where are there no Christians? You begin to pray and process through that. The next step can often be the verification of Scripture. Some promise that comes out from the Bible, it leaps at you from your abiding time or from the preached word, or somebody sends it to you in a card, but somehow the Lord uses Scripture to verify a promise or to confirm that He's calling you. The eighth step, to take those things that you're wrestling with to trusted leaders and spiritual mentors and friends and say, the Lord is drawing me in this direction. Could you pray with me about it? And let them give you counsel and understand with you what the Lord is doing. The ninth step, and this one can be fun. I call it the confirmation step. Sometimes it's just an inner witness. Sometimes it's a prophetic word or prayer. Somebody that doesn't know you begins to pray or prophesize over you, and it's exactly what God has been stirring in your heart. Sometimes it's random mentions of that place or that people. You, for example, maybe never heard of Kyrgyzstan, and then it's all over the news, and it's in magazines and Reader's Digest articles and postcards, and you just bump into it on travel posters, and the Lord can use that to confirm what He's been stirring in you. And sometimes those things are too repeated to be just random or coincidental. The 10th aspect of this processing your call is patience. Sometimes it just requires a process of time for clarity. Sometimes it takes months or years for the family to come to peace about this. Because you're not, if you're married or with children, you're not called in isolation. God is not calling you to something differently than your spouse or your children. And so you maybe have to pray through and wait for the Lord to speak to your spouse or to the other members of the family. And in that time of processing, don't doubt in the darkness what God gave you in the light. If you know that the Lord has spoken something to you, even if there's a process of time for other family members or leaders or organizations to get on board, don't doubt what the Lord spoke to you and just be patient and process through. The 11th step in processing your call is abandon. To start to disengage from the material things that you have acquired, even from some of your societal orbits. And when there's joy in that process, when you start selling things and stepping away from responsibilities and beginning to move in a new direction, if there's a surge of joy in your heart, you know that the Lord has really called you to this. The 12th thing I'd like to say is baby steps. I love the reference in Genesis 24:27 when Abraham sends his servant to find a wife for Isaac, a specific certain wife. And in that interaction with Rebekah, the servant says this, "While I was on the way, the Lord led me." In other words, he started to step out without knowing for sure, and as he journeyed, God made everything clear. When you are processing the call and you've gone through these other steps we've been talking about, then you need to take some practical steps, like an application, or viewing a website, or meeting with mission leaders. You maybe aren't completely clear yet, but as you are on the way, the Lord will lead you. You see, when our hearts are right, when we're abiding in Jesus, when we're sensitive to His Spirit, He loves us too much to allow us to make a mistake. We start taking practical steps in that direction, and if it is of the Lord, if He is calling us, He will make that clear by a growing peace in our heart. And if we're taking steps in a direction that does not please Him, is not our calling, is not His will, that peace will evaporate and leave. But we have to start moving. When we talk about calling, sometimes it's real dramatic. Sometimes it's a vision, and the earth shakes, and the Lord speaks, and the angels descend, and the trumpets blare. But more often, it's a process, the still, small voice of the Holy Spirit, and these other factors that come into play. So as you pray about your call, these are normal steps that others have gone through, and it's really critical that you process through them. Because as I started, let me end. When days are dark and the demons are attacking, it's not going to be friends or peers or organization or anything else that keeps you on the field. It's going to be the deep-seated knowledge. God has called me to this. God has called my family to this. And we are going to stay in obedience until He calls us on.